welcome to episode 196 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Laura, and Elizabeth. As you may have guessed from previous podcasts, we are definitely fans of Royal Caribbean's offerings. Their ships are built with families and adventure in mind, and they have itineraries all over the world. So if you're seeking adventure, Royal can definitely help. Recently, Elizabeth was invited to explore the Adventure of the Seas when she was repositioned to Bayonne, New Jersey for the summer. She was able to see all the great new updates and features to this ship, which is finishing up her summer northeast run and will be heading south again soon for longer Caribbean itineraries. So let's get started. So what are the itineraries she's currently?
So she's just finishing up itineraries out of Bayonne, which basically is also Cape Liberty, North Carolina, Cape Liberty, New Jersey. So you actually, as you sail out, you can see the Statue of Liberty. She's really small, but you can see her. And so the ship is either going north to Canada and New England, or she's going south to Bermuda and the Bahamas. So they're nice long 7 or 8 night itineraries. The Adventure is a smaller ship. The other ship that's going out of Bayonne is the Anthem of the Seas, which is huge.
Yeah, I was going to ask what class of ship is the...
I wish you hadn't asked me that because I don't have it memorized. I think it's in the same one that Mariner is in, actually. I think it's the Mariner class. Yeah, fairly small. It doesn't seem... It's interesting because I've had a lot of clients sail on the Adventure of the Seas. She was sailing out of Puerto Rico, out of San Juan. And she recently was repositioned. So she was doing mainly Southern Caribbean itineraries. And the clients that I was putting on her were going to the Southern Caribbean. And they all came back super happy, but I never really was sure if that was the ship or the destinations, because the Southern Caribbean has some great offerings.
Right, exactly.
So it's like, the ship I knew was good, but people were very happy with it. And so I was really excited to get to see it. But they've also done some reimagining on her. And it's been a while since I've been on Royal's smaller ships. I've been on the big super ships, the Harmony and the Oasis and the Allure. And I've been on the Quantum, which is the sister ship to the Anthem. And they all have these huge central areas that are called the Promenade, it's a really nice feature to the ship. Everything's very central. It's almost like when you walk in, it kind of resembles a really nice shopping mall. There's shops and restaurants. They've moved that onto these smaller ships. So when I boarded the Adventure of the Seas, I looked around and honestly, except for size and scale, I could have easily been on the Oasis or the Allure. No, it's narrower. But the feel is that the pub is there, the really nice shops, there's a catwalk that goes across that they use in parades and things. Mm-hmm. It's all there. The cafe, the Starbucks, all of that stuff is there. It's just sort of condensed. I won't say squished because that makes it sound crowded. It doesn't feel crowded. Well, it's like they just sort of minimized it and made it fit into a smaller space.
The Oasis class are like 6,000 passengers.
Right.
So if the Adventure is like a 3,000, that's half the size. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's mm-hmm. cool. That's pretty a good much. Option.
And it doesn't have things like, it doesn't have the boardwalk with the carousel. It doesn't have the restaurant that goes up and down, which I think is the bar, that goes, so it doesn't have that, but really it's got that great feel in that central area. And there are cabins that are promenade view. So you actually could look out over the street, like you're in an apartment, Mm-hmm. They've taken that idea of the Oasis class and made it accessible for a smaller ship.
So they took like some of the really cool stuff.
Yes, exactly. Cool. So they took
that's really great, because a lot of people, as amazing as the bigger ships are, some people don't like sailing with 6,000 people.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, definitely.
So to have all those features on a smaller option, that's really appealing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I want to stress, I actually have sailed those big ships before, and we're all about to sail the Harmony very soon, and we'll definitely podcast about that as well. And I was really impressed when I've sailed those ships at how not crowded they feel, because that's the first thing you think is, I'm going to get on this ship with 7,000 people, and I'm always going to know that I'm on this ship with 7,000 people. Everywhere I go, it's going to feel like 7,000 people. But it really doesn't, because there's so many places on the ship to be that it spreads out. There's a natural phenomenon that happens that spreads people out. And so the adventure really just felt like a smaller version of that. Take half the space and half the people, and we all live comfortably, happily ever after. And it was really, it really was nice to see that, because I love the Oasis class ships. I love the amenities of them. And so it was really fun to be able to do a smaller ship, which can do different itineraries, which is different. You know, right now there's only a few of these larger super ships. They're building them quickly, but there's only a few. So if you want to go to the Southern Caribbean, because she will be going back to the Southern Caribbean soon, well, 2020, it's not that soon, but then you can do that on this, you know, Oasis ship.
That's so cool.
I made that word up. I'm very proud of it.
Trademark.
Yeah, Oasis. Exactly.
They've Oasis the ship. So, so are there, you mentioned there's some of the same features. What dining options did you do? Tell me about the food. Tell me about the important stuff.
So, yeah, let's talk about
food and the alcohol.
Let's talk about food.
Let's just get right down to it. All the drinks.
Yeah. The drinks were fabulous, because I do my job and try the cocktails, unlike some people on the podcast.
I want to drink plenty of cocktails.
Wait a minute. Who is on the podcast that doesn't drink?
It seems like the last few times you guys are like, oh, I don't remember. Was it the bar? Maybe that's because you were drinking too many of the cocktails.
It's because we said we went to bed early. Y'all were asking about the nightlife.
I did not go to bed early, so.
I have never.
Hey, you guys. It's a Voyager class ship.
Oh, thank you. Okay. One of us looks things up. Thank you.
She only knows that because she goes to bed early.
I was fortunate enough to eat at Giovanni's Table, which is the Italian restaurant. They also have a Chops Grill. They have a Johnny Rockets, which sometimes is free and sometimes isn't, depending on the meal you're eating. And they have a chef's table. There was also sushi. And it's interesting, because when I was looking for restaurant names today, doing the research for the show notes, I didn't see the name of the restaurant, but I'm assuming it's still there. This was only a couple months ago I was on board. So, but they do have a sushi offering in that promenade area. And then some casual dining. They have a pizza place. And Royal Caribbean's pizza place is really outstanding. I encourage you to try it on any ship that, when you're on the Harmony, that's your first assignment. Your second assignment is to go to the robot bar. It doesn't have the robot bar. It does have some great bars, but it doesn't have all of the bars. It doesn't have Wonderland, which is on some of the larger ships. So they've narrowed down the choices for the specialty dining, but there's still plenty of great choices, and they do have their features, which are Chops and Giovanni's Table. So Chops is the steakhouse. So
cool.
Yep. And then plenty of free options as well. The dining room is there for you, and any night that you want. So you don't have to eat in any specialty restaurants.
Do they have the stuff like the Flow Rider and Zip Line?
Yeah, they do. Well, they don't have a Zip Line. There's no, because, you know, on the Oasis class, they have two decks to go across to. They don't have that. It's not as big. Right. So there's no Zip Line. There is a rock climbing wall, which I believe actually every Royal Caribbean ship has, at least one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they do have a Flow Rider that's new, and they have mini golf. They have really a lot of that stuff that you come to expect from Royal Caribbean. The pool area was sizable. They have one of those water slides that I call the death traps, the ones where you have to stand there and cross your arms and wait for the bottom to fall out. Yeah, they call it the perfect storm. I do not call it that.
I call them wedgie machines.
Yeah, they're like evil. But so definitely things for the thrill seeker. They have the ice rink. So they'll do the ice shows, and then they'll also do, you can, you know, go free skate.
Do they have any kind of aerial show, like the aqua theater?
They don't have an aqua theater, but I do believe they do an aerial show. I was only on a preview event, so I was only on for one night. So there's only so much you can cram in. So we did everything that we could possibly do. But so we saw the ice show in the afternoon, and then we saw an evening show that was the dance show, which I believe it's like Come Dance With Me or something like that. And it's just basically features different kinds of dance. All very good. They don't have the big Broadway productions that the bigger Oasis class ships have, but they have the Broadway style shows is the euphemism for them in the industry, where they do musical reviews or they do dance show, you know. So definitely all the talent is there, but it's not the plot line and, you know, all the things that you would get from a Broadway show. It's more comprehensive, I guess, is the word for it.
So one of the things that you have in the show notes that interests me, it's not necessarily about the ship, But the perfect day at Coco Key.
Yeah, Coco Key. I guess they want us to say K after we've been programmed to say Key for our C-A-Y. Yeah, they're starting that. And actually, another ship that we'll be featuring is the Mariner of the Seas. But any itinerary that was going to Coco Key, K, will now be going to Perfect Day at Coco Key. So basically they've renamed the island just to avoid confusion. It's not that you're going to have a perfect day. It's the island is actually called Perfect Day at Coco Key. So I can't even call my call. It annoys me. So it's an interesting concept to call it that because I think that's big promises. And I mean, honestly, assuming that your weather cooperates and everything, it does look like an amazing playground.
Yeah. I was going to say all the videos that I've seen, it looks like it could be a perfect day. I think they're going to have a hard time sweeping the island to make sure everybody gets back on board.
Yeah. It does look pretty ideal. I think the only drawback is it is a tender island. You have to tender in. And I know that occasionally they've had issues with getting the tender in, but I'm hearing that they're rebuilding some of the...
I thought they said they're building a dock.
Yep, they're building a new dock, and I think they're moving some sand around, so hopefully that will not be a problem in the future. Yeah, and so it's opening in phases, so that's an important thing to know. If you book a cruise in May 2019... it will have Perfect Day at Coco Key on your itinerary, but you may not see the whole thing. Like, the pictures that you see of Coco Key are not actually, that's the complete island. So it's opening in phases. So if you really want the water park, I believe you need to wait a little bit longer to book. But if you go in May of 2019, you'll be one of the first ones to set foot on the reimagined island. Just know that you also not see the whole thing. It won't all be done yet.
And I think it's worth mentioning too that not all that stuff will be complimentary.
Right. So, yes.
But there's supposed to be like they're supposed to be like over the water bungalows.
Yes.
Which sounds really awesome.
Yes. And Royal does have some other over the water cabanas out there, but these I think are completely over the water. It's the first ones that are completely over the water. And those are additional charge.
And you would have to book those like so you'd have to be really on top of that.
Yeah. And it doesn't look like there's a ton of them. So, But then again, that sort of gets to that perfect day thing because maybe you want to sit in a cabana and float around all day. Maybe you just want water park all day. And so you can sort of choose. And then there's lots of things in between, you know, there's going to be other activities there. So choosing your battles and we'll probably do a podcast on Perfect Day as it gets closer to rolling out.
We'll have to do a research
trip. I absolutely believe we'll need to do a research
trip. Yeah, because some of the stuff will still be complimentary. Yes. Like what their private islands are like now.
So, yeah. And as it gets closer, I mean, I would love to do a podcast when it starts getting ready to open about what is going to open and then sort of what's coming to make sure you understand what you are and aren't getting. Mm-hmm. But that's key if you're like, this sounds great. And so basically one thing we didn't say right at the beginning of this is that it is one of Royal Caribbean's private island offerings. So it's basically a beach destination. There's not, you know, you can't go take a food tour or whatever, but they're creating it as an all-encompassing, and other cruise lines have this. Carnival has Amber Cove, and Disney has Castaway Key, and, you know, the Labadee. There's these other private destinations out there. This is one of those private destinations. So, but they're designing it to be in much more... A lot of these destinations are really just a beach destination. There may be, you know, a water slide or, you know, you could snorkel, you could do water sports. This will have much more than that is the idea. That it's like a little day resort to go to. Almost, I'm going to say all-inclusive resort that's not all-inclusive.
Yeah. It's not really all-inclusive. Yeah. All that stuff will be there.
Yeah. But there will be food offerings on the island that are considered part of your cruise fare. And then I'm sure there will be additional. There will probably be drinks offered through your drink package, but I don't know that for sure, so don't quote me on it. But yeah, that's the idea, is to make it an extension of the ship. I know. I'm really excited about it. And I really can't say enough about the Adventure of the Seas because I was so pleasantly surprised on board that it was, you know, they really did refurbish it. And it is an older ship and you wouldn't know it being on it. They really brought it up to date. You didn't miss out on anything. They have a Ben and Jerry's on board. At additional fee.
Did they do one of those things where they cut the ship in half and add to it or...
I don't think on this one they had to do that. No, that's the thing that happens.
Yeah, they do that.
But I don't think on this one they had to do that.
That sounds very scary.
Yeah, it is very scary. It's a modern
They alarm. Add, like, a bunch of...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why there's balconies on some older ships now.
Mm-hmm. It's like big girl jeans where they just, like, split them down the seams and they add in the elastic or something. It's like, it doesn't always hold in like it's supposed to hold in. That's very scary to me.
Yep.
I think it's made of sturdier stuff, though.
Yeah. And for the record, none of the ships that have had that done have, you know, fallen apart in any way. So I think it's good.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just
no, disclaimer. You know, the first time I heard it, too, I was like, they're going
to
do what?
Is the Ben, back to the most important stuff, is Ben and Jerry's, like, included?
No. It's additional.
What?
Yeah, it's additional. Just like Starbucks, actually. Starbucks is not included. So if you want...
That's very sad.
Yeah.
They have, like, the deluxe ice cream package for people who don't.
I would agree. I would agree. And I will tell you, they put it, like, right in the middle of that promenade. So if you have a child under the age of 12, you ain't escaping the Ben & Jerry's. It's going to have to happen before the ship is...
I heard if you worked for Outlander in 2018 and you booked one group... That the owner is going to buy all the ice cream you want.
I might take you out for Ben and Jerry's at some point. But once.
And you can have one.
And you can have one scoop.
One scoop.
One scoop.
Split it.
In a cup.
One scoop. We have to split.
No waffle cone.
I did social work for 30 years. I've been that route before.
That might be more than you get in social work, actually.
Yeah.
So I honestly, I would be excited to sail it again. And I think when you're looking for a nice, smaller, if you have an extended family trip and you want to make sure that you see each other a little bit more often, it might be a good alternative to an Allure or an Oasis. You know,
one of the trainings we did, I thought this was a really good point that our trainer said was, it's summer.
Mm-hmm.
The Caribbean is so hot, go and sail New England.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's a good time to hit, although it's probably hot up there this summer too.
Cause yeah, it's hot
crazy,
everywhere.
But that would be a cool time, or gosh, fall foliage,
mm-hmm.
taking in like New England and, mm-hmm. and like that part of Canada would be really awesome.
I've been scoping out those cruises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing about about it kind of being smaller, but as you call it, you know, it's been oasisized.
Mm-hmm.
As for folks who might have mobility challenges, and mm-hmm. it's so much walking to be done on the Oasis, but you get all the amenities
mm-hmm.
of the Oasis or of that class ship on a smaller, not as much walking ship. That might have some allure to it.
Yep. No pun intended.
Sorry.
And you actually want to book that early because there are some great accessible staterooms. But if you do need a fully accessible stateroom rolling into showers and everything, there's only a few because it is a smaller ship. There's fewer on there than there are on the Allure or the Oasis. So, yeah, definitely book early. But, yes, absolutely very accessible ship. And again, I had a very short time on it, so there's probably little nuances that I might have missed. But for the most part, it seemed very easy to navigate and get around. And then because it's a smaller ship, it'll be a little less expensive than some of the big ships as well mm-hmm. in a lot of cases. So it might be a cost-effective alternative. Well, again, that varies with season. But
there's Southern Caribbean ones out of Puerto Rico can be really good.
Values. Yep. And when she does go back to do Southern Caribbean, as I said, I believe it's in early 2020, so like a year and a half from now, she'll be going out of Fort Lauderdale. So that'll be, you know, so you don't have to fly. Because that's another thing. People were like, I don't want to fly into Puerto Rico. It's a little bit far or it's more expensive. Now you can fly into Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, but Southwest flies to Puerto Rico.
Yes. I'm not saying that the people are always right. I'm just saying if you are hesitant about flying into Puerto Rico, then, you know, because you can drive to Fort Lauderdale.
I think
Lauderdale.
We got
to
give Puerto Rico a little love, though.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. But again, yeah. if you're wanting to drive, Puerto Rico is not an option.
True,
so,
true.
No matter how hard you try or how bad you want to, it is not an option.
Yeah.
There's
no bridge to Puerto Rico?
No, there's no bridge, no tunnel.
You leap over Cuba.
Yeah, there's none of that happening. So,
I can't wait to go back to Puerto Rico and eat that restaurant we ate at, Sandy.
Yeah, I hope it's still there.
So good.
I have heard that this is totally getting off topic, but that Condado Biltmore like fared really well during the storms and it never closed. So
yeah, well, I would go back. I would never steer you away from going to Puerto Rico, but for the purpose of this podcast, and I will say that we, you know, we are a little late doing this. I got to see her in early May, and by the time this airs, her season in New York will be almost over, so she'll be about to go south again. Mm-hmm. But I still feel she's a ship that's worth looking at. And then if you really do like the itinerary she does, there are replacements for it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And yeah, Royal has a lot of options, mm-hmm. too. So
absolutely a good number of ships. So
I love the way they're updating the older ships, though, to put some of those cool new things on yes. it. So you aren't really missing out if you're not on the humongous ship.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that, too, because it makes you feel like you're not sacrificing as much, you know, if you, yeah. like we're talking about before, if you want a smaller ship, you still get some of the bells and whistles of the bigger.
Yeah, and think about when you're going to the private island, if you're there on a smaller ship.
Mm-hmm. How much easier it is. Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, how much more time you get to yourself. I totally agree with that. And as someone, I mean, I've been on some of Royal's smaller ships, but it's been a while. And the more recent sailings that I've done or explorations that I've done have been on the Oasis class mm-hmm. ships, the Harmony and the Oasis and even the Quantum, which is the sister ship to the Anthem. Mm-hmm. So I can attest that, I mean, my most recent experiences with Royal Caribbean have been on the big ships. And so to walk on to the Adventure and say, this is really the big ship, but, you know, brought down, mm-hmm. Then it really is. I mean, you know, there was nothing that I really missed. If you really want a zip line, you're not going to get it. But, it didn't have all the bajillion. it didn't have bumper cars or roller skating rink, which would bum out my daughter. But, that's only on the Quantum class. That's not even on the Oasis class. So, no trapeze classes, but really everything else. Great entertainment, no aqua theater. But mm-hmm. so that if that's important to you, then you need an Oasis.
Well, the first one I was on was the, it was a vision class. It's the Grandeur.
Yeah.
And they did the aerial show in the, atrium.
Area. I was there with you.
Yeah. So they could do it, I guess. You just might not have seen it that night.
Yep. Absolutely. And the Enchantment, I had been on the Enchantment. I've been on her twice now. And, both times before any sort of Oasis-izing has happened. And it's definitely a different experience. They're still great ships. Mm-hmm. But to convert a ship that I know was a little bit more, like the Enchantment, you know, mm-hmm. it was a vision class ship, as Laura said, it is one, then it's to be able to step on it and go, oh, I feel like I'm on one of those big boys. It's really nice to do. So,
and all the shopping.
Yeah, so much shopping. Well, and even the food, you know, I do love good restaurants, and it doesn't have as many specialty dining choices, but especially for a new cruiser, that might be ideal because it's not quite so overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally could eat in a different specialty restaurant every night on an Oasis class ship and not eat at them all. So how nice is it to know that if you really want to experience all the restaurants, you actually can mm-hmm. on this ship. And it's still plenty. It's still plenty of variety.
Right.
So it wasn't too long ago when you sailed on a ship, you had to eat in the dining room every night. You didn't have any other choice. So, you know, knowing that you can, you have that variety is great. It's great. And great cocktails, great bartenders, all the same service that you come to expect from Royal Caribbean. The cabin attention, it's all there. There are suites. They aren't the two-story suites with slides and things that are on the bigger ships, but they definitely have that class of service for sure.
Well, I mean, I remember on the Grandeur, they had like a baby grand piano in one of the suites.
Yep, that suite exists on this one as well. Yeah. So they are a little bit more of the classic cruise line suites as opposed to the, you know, the modern ones.
The crazy ones.
Yeah, the crazy ones with two stories and all that. But nice. I would definitely love to spend more time on her. And, you know, it'd be a great holiday cruise, actually, taking the Adventure. Again, it's smaller, a more intimate feeling, so you still get that family feeling, but with great ports of call and the variety, but not too long.
Did the pool deck have like a movie screen out there?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
It did. Mm-hmm. It really had everything, just maybe not as much of it, you know. Or I was very impressed with the ship. Absolutely. Awesome.
Very cool. So, well, that's our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. On behalf of Laura, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!